HD Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The world is now faced with a new variant of coronavirus. The Omicron strain has been categorized as a variant of concern by the WHO. It was first detected in South Africa and has now spread to Belgium, Israel, and Hong Kong. The WHO has urged countries not to panic and cautioned against hasty measures. However, countries have reacted with alarm to the news. Travel bans have been imposed and markets fell as the news spread. India will resume regular international flights with countries deemed free from COVID risk from December 15. This was announced by the Civil Aviation Ministry on Friday. Flights to countries at risk can operate at 75% of the schedule in case of air bubble agreement. In absence of such an agreement, the cap has been kept at 50%. Scheduled international passenger flights to and from India were suspended in March 2020. India and Russia will hold their maiden 2+2 dialogue on the visit of President Vladimir Putin. The talks between defense and foreign ministers of the two countries will take place on December 6. The leaders will review the state and prospects of bilateral relations, the External Affairs Ministry said. They will also discuss ways to further strengthen the strategic partnership between the two countries, it added. Ace Indian shuttler PV Sindhu entered the semi-finals of the Indonesia Open Super 1000 tournament on Friday. The two-time Olympic medal winner defeated South Korea's Sim Yujin. She, however, had to toil hard to get the better of Yujin in the quarterfinal. The Indian will now play second seed Richchanok Intanon of Thailand. In men's doubles, Satwik Sairaj Rankireddy and Chirag Shetty beat Malaysia's Gozi Fei and Nuruzdin. State-owned Convergence Energy Services Limited has announced partnership with IIT Bombay to develop EV charging infrastructure. Through this association, both will work towards standardization of technical specifications and customized solutions for the charging ecosystem. CESL is also focusing on providing clean, reliable and affordable energy.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.